Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Gary Neron welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry taking a book of the Bible verse by verse, teaching as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology, speaking the truth in love. And our purpose is to give the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 3, Dr. Bloom continued with the subject of persons seeking to mislead believers by giving us an example of one of their questions. Let's continue with that thought today. Now, here's our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Look, my dad died back in 2018, but after my mother died in 1992, he was single for a few years, and then he remarried. That wife eventually died. Now, and died before he did. Now, he doesn't have two wives in heaven. They're there. The marriage ended in both cases when one died. But because both of those ladies were saved, they're part of the bride of Christ. They'll have their own mansion in heaven, and he'll have his own mansion in heaven. The mansion was prepared for them. And to be quite honest with you, they don't want to have their spouse to share it with. They want to share it with the Lord Jesus Christ. But they do want their see their spouses again. I believe that when my dad did go to be with the Lord, he saw both of them, and there was great rejoicing. There was nothing about marriage in it. They were rejoicing in Christ. Jesus in heaven. And they're in heaven with him if both of them are saved. They both will have a place in heaven that they share with the Lord Jesus Christ individually. But now let's continue to look at this verse, the term foolish, avoiding these foolish questions, that right here in verse 9, the word foolish is from the Greek word moros, from which we get our word moron, okay? Now, you can probably already see where I'm going with this then, can't you? Because he said to avoid foolish questions. So, it's a hypothetical one. They gave a hypothetical story about one woman that was married to seven different men that were brothers, because that's the way it was in the biblical setup. And they think they have something on Jesus. They think that they're really going to put him on the spot on this one. So they ask their hypothetical question. But hypothetical questions are the identifying marks. Understand that. Somebody puts hypothetical questions to question doctrine, to question the Word of God, to question holiness and righteousness. Then, my friend, that is an identifying mark of someone who is a moron in spiritual things. That's what he called it. Moros. Moron. in because it's foolish. It's in spiritual things. They are very foolish about it. And so, they're unknowledgeable in faith and truth. Seeking to apply worldly wisdom to biblical truth, and understand the wisdom of this world is actually by the Word of God. We're told that clearly in God's Word. The wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. It's moronic. Don't choose the moronic foolishness of this world, the world's wisdom, to do it instead of following God's will, God's way, in God's timing. So, they are trying to overcome biblical truth which is trying to basically, when they do this, they give these questions that are hypothetical to speak against what they, like the Sadducees, they're trying to speak against an actual physical resurrection. They only thought maybe a spiritual resurrection. But see, when you start teaching things that go contrary to the Word of God, that's like these things that come across our southern border here in the United States, fentanyl, killing young people, older people as well, getting mixed into things. Well, you start mixing that spiritual fentanyl into those foolish questions, it's going to destroy Christian testimony. It's going to destroy people who were trying to live for Christ, and they get caught up in those things, and they do not produce fruit for the Lord. And so, again, we are looking for truth. And that truth is always in God's Word. That's why you need to get to know God with an idea that whatever He says, I'll do it. You need to ask the Lord to reveal to you His Word, to understand His Word, so much to the point that you'll know when God is speaking to you. Because when God speaks to you, it will never, never, never contradict the Word of God. God will never tell you to do something that goes against His Word. Never. He will not even tell you to do something that may seem all right on the surface, but it's not His will. You might say, man, I'm going to be a missionary. Boy, that sounds great. But God's will may not be for you to be a foreign missionary. Get to the point in God's Word and in your walk with God that the voice of the Holy Spirit in your heart speaking to you through the Word of God, not just your thought, through the Word of God speaking to you, that that Word, that voice of God is more familiar to you than the voice of your spouse. But understand this, that voice will never, ever contradict. The Word of God will never, never provide for that which is unholy or not fully true and righteous. You see, when we get to this other way, these hypotheticals, then it can only do damage to the spiritual life. We get to those questions that walk outside of the Word of God and claiming liberty for it, that is damage to the Christian life. And basically, in following it, you're doing the damage. Avoid people who are always questioning and throwing doubt on the Word of God. Listen to what Proverbs chapter 26, verses 4 and 5 say. Answer not a fool according to his folly, lest thou also be likened to them. Now, if you start doing that, you like their questioning of doctrine and all that and trying to throw doubt to others, just understand, you do that, you may end up like the other fools who do that, the other morons. And you don't want to be a moron in God's sight, a spiritual moron. You may be saved, but you finish the course and you're taken to heaven, you're saved so as by fire. Verse 5 says, answer a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own conceit. You see, they are not wise in wisdom and truth, only in conceit. It is far wiser to follow why Jesus did what he did, because it was according to the Word of God. So what Jesus did in answering the Sadducees is for us to learn to say, hey, you don't know the Scriptures. This is what the Scriptures are saying. That illustration is there to teach us to compare everything to the Word of God. That's the measure of the truth, not our critical thinking of how we think today in this world. It's not worldly wisdom, it's godly wisdom that we are to think with. So, it always must be according to the Word of God, within the proper context. The foolish questions are most often for one to have the opportunity to try to impress you, because they're saying something contrary that is not the same as what you've been taught from the Word of God, but it sounds so intelligent and so good, and they're trying to get glory to themselves, although we'll find that a person that's like that, trying to impress you, that person's unaware. God calls him or her a moron. That's what God calls him. That's what the scripture says here, using that Greek word, which meant that. Foolish is from a Greek word that meant moron. And so those questions, as the Sadducees were seeking to twist the word to what they think it should be, not to what God says it is. And so their deceit, well, they want it to be their way. The Sadducees wanted to eliminate actual belief in the resurrection of the body. As 1 Corinthians tells us, that the body is changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall rise incorruptible. This corruptible will put on incorruption. This mortal will put on immortality. And then the saying will come to pass. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of sin, the sting of death is sin. Oh, yes, it's sin, because the wages of sin was death. That's separation from God. Oh, but I tell you what, the victory came through Jesus Christ, through his death, burial, and resurrection. So those questions are actually scorning. These foolish questions are scorning God and his truth. And the command that you and I have as Christians is very clear. Avoid these people. Avoid this kind, even if they claim to be saved, because they are moronic spiritually. They're spiritual morons, even though they may be saved. Attitudes that say, well, I'm just helping the people to know how to answer and how to know what they believe by casting doubt and throwing these curveballs to them. You're not God. That person's not God. And the person that does that has no idea, because in the spiritual moron attitude, they have no idea that they are failing God with these ignoramus questions that they ask that are hypothetical and have no, absolutely no spiritual value, except a spiritual value unto Satan, who rejoices when it goes against God. God is telling us to avoid these foolish questions of God's truth.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address for the Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And again, our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Gary Neron, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.
Stand so the hills may tremble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for